anybody tell you that you're not loved. And don't let anybody tell you that you're not enough. Yeah, there are days when we feel like we're messed up, but the truth is that we're all diamonds in the rough. So don't be ashamed to wear your crown. You're a king, you're a queen inside and out. You glow like the moon, you shine like the stars. This is for you, wherever you are. This is for all the girls, boys all over the world. Whatever you've been told, you're worth more than gold. So hold your head up high, it's your time to shine. From the inside out it shows, you're worth more than gold. You're worth more than gold. So don't be ashamed to wear your crown. You're a king, you're a queen inside and out.
All right, we're going to have the young kids come up.
Good to see all you guys. Okay, so I have a question for you. Can you guys tell me what this is?
Yes.
Right, exactly. So, what kind of people wear crowns?
Kings.
Yep, kings. Anyone else? Yep.
Pastors.
Yep.
Queens.
Right, kings, queens, royalty, really, right? Like princes and princesses also. So, they wear crowns, so if I wear this crown, does that make me a king now?
No.
No? Am I wearing it wrong? Do I have to, like, put it to the side, or like that? No? So, how do we become a king or queen? Or something like that, yeah? Well, like, those are presidents. Also, they can be born into it, right? So our Father God, he's the highest king of all time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So for his sons and daughters, now we're kind of born into that royal line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of like kings and queens, aren't we? Did you know that? Well, how does that make you feel, though?
Weird.
Why weird? I'd say I feel pretty awesome, though.
We're not grown-ups yet.
Well, then you're a prince, then, right? Right. So you're all princes and princesses, then, right? So, mom and dad are still king and queen in the house. Alright, so go off to children's church then.
So we have some things that are pretty valuable in our world. Some of those that we consider are these kinds of metals, like copper, silver, platinum. These are kind of things that have some value. However, today, gold is one of the most valued at a price of $1,689 per ounce. So a gold bar, which is like a pound, is almost $20,000 then. So why is gold so expensive today? Well, today we use it in electronics and jewelry, but it's been pretty valued for a long time, right? So what made it so valuable before? And from what I gathered through looking on the internet and everything, it's pretty much just because people believe it is. And in cultures where gold isn't really used, it doesn't really have any value there. I'm sure some of you are familiar with the show Alf, and on his planet Melmac. It's not really valuable there either.
What can I tell you, Kathy? My parents aren't home yet. Oh, don't worry. I'm going to get the car. They already said I could use it. No, I promise we won't miss the concert. Bye. If we miss that concert...
Unbelievable.
I know, they're an hour late.
No, I'm talking about Wall Street Week in Review. This guy is sitting there with a straight face talking about gold like it's valuable or something.
Well, gold is valuable. So is time.
You're kidding. You may not believe this, but on Melmac, gold is worthless. On Melmac, the most valuable thing is foam.
Foam?
Yeah. My great uncle Shumway once said, I'm heading out west. There's foam in them thar hills.
Well, foam is almost worthless here.
What about gravel?
Gravel's cheap too.
Huh. Wax?
Yep.
Boy.
Alf, I got some more lint for you to save.
Dump it.
Right, so on Alf's planet, a lot of things that we really don't view as valued, he does there. So our society kind of treats people the way that we treat these different kinds of metals that we value. So we have the golden people. They're the star athletes, the famous actors and actresses, the ones that make the big bucks, and the popular kids in school. So these people have traits that we believe are good because we just believe they're good traits to have. So then we have the average people, like you and me. You know, it's sad when being average is a bad thing even. But then we also have dirt, those that we don't want anything to do with, really. And it's just because people have these traits. And our society isn't really doing a good job at this. 9 out of 10 people wish that they could change something about themselves. And we all know that the other person, that 1 out of 10, should change something about themselves. But we are bombarded daily with images of what to wear and how our body should look. We are bombarded with constant images of what perfect should look like. Just because we believe for so long that these are the good traits to have, the golden ones. People who are short wish that they're tall. Tall people wish they were shorter. Big people wish they were skinny, and skinny people wish they were bigger. This list of changes goes on and on. We have everything based on these physical attributes, and we have everything invested in them. Because they're good to have, right? Well, God doesn't care what we look like. Much like Alf and his home planet, with gold being worthless, God views these golden attributes as worthless. They're not much to him. He values our soul at so much more. He values it more than gold. Jeremiah 1:5 says, "Before I shaped you in the womb, I knew all about you. Before you saw the light of day, I had holy plans for you, a prophet to the nations. That's what I had in mind for you." You see, God designed us. This is why he doesn't care what our bodies look like. He made them that way. So, why do we not think that our bodies are perfect the way that he created them? What kind of system do we live in when we want to change something that Almighty God himself designed? What kind of society has the right to tell which of God's creations is worth more or less than the other? Certainly not ours, and no society has this right, in fact, actually. God doesn't look at us, at some of us as gold and others as dirt. In fact, he looks at us all as royalty. 1 Peter 2:9 through 10 says, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." So, we certainly wouldn't go up to the Queen of England and tell her that she's rubbish, would you? So, if God says that we're royalty, why are we going around telling others that they're not worthy, that they're not gold, that they aren't worth it? Our society has it so wrong. Society looks at the worldly aspects of our being, it picks out our imperfections, and blatantly tells us that we're not perfect. Now, humans are not perfect by any means, but the way that God has formed us, our body, it's His work after all, isn't it? We are worth so much to God, so much more than gold, we are royalty. 1 Peter 1:18 through 19 says, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect." He didn't pay for us with gold. He couldn't do this because we are worth so much more than gold to Him. He paid for us with His Son, the ultimate price. If God Himself paid more than gold for you, why would you believe the words of mere mortals saying you're worth less than that? With that being said also, know this. We can't pay our way into heaven either with gold. 1 Peter 1:6 through 7 says, "I know how great this makes you feel, even though you have to put up with every kind of aggravation in the meantime. Pure gold in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out proved genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have on display as evidence of His victory." God is all about the Spirit. He wants our hearts and our souls, not our gold. Again, we are worth more than gold. 1 Peter 5:4, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away." Revelation 3:10 through 11, "Because you kept my word in passionate patience, I'll keep you safe in the meantime of testing that will be here soon and all over the earth. Every man, woman, and child put to the test. I'm on my way. I'll be there soon. Keep a tight grip on what you have so no one distracts you and steals your crown." Again, we are royalty. And I'd like to show you a quick video about Britt Nicole and her song Gold.
Hey, I'm Britt Nicole, and this is my new song, Gold. Gold is all about reminding us who God says we are, regardless of what we feel, see, or have been told. I remember the day that I was writing this song in the studio, two of my friends. We were talking about just the different things we were going through in life, and I was sharing with them that sometimes it's hard for me to see myself the way God sees me. When we look at ourselves, we see our brokenness, our imperfections, our mistakes on the inside and out. We let a lot of voices tell us who we are. From the inside, He says that we are loved, that we are beautiful. I want to believe that for myself. I want to know who God says I am and walk in that confidence. And I want others to know who they are. In a world where everyone keeps score, you don't have to compete. You can be exactly who you are. They don't know the real. The only voice we need to listen to is God's. God says that you are worth more than gold. Don't be ashamed to wear your crown. You're king, you're queen, inside and out.
When I first heard this song, it really spoke to me. We're worth more than gold, the most valuable metal that's in this world. No matter how much of it we can get, we are always worth more than it. For we are royalty. God has already said that we are worth more than gold and that we are royalty. So don't let others tell you that you're not worth it. In the words of Eleanor Roosevelt, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Thank you.